The ship is unimpressive, indistinct, boxy. Avarin had dismissed it on sight, focused as she had been on dock operations, a task she'd been forced to personally oversee after firing the cargo inspection and operations director. The man had been asking far too many insightful questions about the frequency of ship parts arriving. Not unlike the Vesk, who had come with this ship. Avarin would have clocked that if she hadn't been so preoccupied. Should have clocked it. Would have, if she hadn't fired the CIOD. Foolish. She stands now before the ship that had brought the nosy Vesk, the arrogant purple human, the android with the cold eyes, and that Shimrin, the one she recognized, the one she knew had worked here before. It had taken Terra 5 going offline and the reports of losing contact with the dispatched crew for her to remember who Saren Caceres had most often been seen with. Anxiety twists in her belly. She thinks longingly of her hoard, sequestered in her quarters, wants to lose herself in the comfort of her carefully collected relics and rare manuscripts. But she can afford no more missteps. The green paint on the Void Jammer hull seems to mock her. She wants to scrape it off. She turns instead to one of her assistants. Any word on the return of the crew for their scheduled departure? Morrow shakes his head. We received confirmation that they had gotten our message and intended to depart soon, but that was hours ago, and the ship is still locked down. Get a grip on yourself, Avarin thinks when the knots in her belly tighten. This is fixable. Radio the dive team and alert them that they may have extra company, just in case they hear us but can't respond. And tell the rest of your hunters to get prepped and head out while I take care of a few things here. Done, ma'am. Anything else? She hears the question he's really asking beneath the professionalism and flashes a smile that shows all of her pointiest teeth. Don't worry, Morrow. I'll be right behind you. As she stalks back to her office, she feels like it's still possible to get this under control. She just has a couple loose ends to tie up, a couple folks to pay off, and her stakeholders need hear nothing about it. Just a few more hours, and she can relax. She doesn't notice the robotic squawks peel out of the shadows under the wall behind her and make a beeline for the Wintermourne.
Time stops for no being. Overthrowing despots be damned. A favor for a friend and ally brings the Voidjammer's crew to the ocean planet of Entha on a rescue mission. They'll soon find out that the Turning Water is home to many mysteries, some that jeopardize their current mission, and some about the crew members themselves. Beneath the surface lie potential answers and, for once, a job that has them answering the call to protect and to preserve. Aside from the demons within, in their way stands a much more immediate and external dragon to slay, the company manager of Entha and her squad of aquatic troubleshooters. And Saren, Relora, Ballad, and Friday look like the perfect target practice. Ride the waves or get shot trying. Far beyond the stars.
So that's all happening somewhere else on the surface, which is miles and miles worth of water away. You have more immediate concerns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Terra 5 listing into a ravine.
Like Terra 5 listing into, instead of a ravine, you know, I would call it more of an abyss sort of situation.
Abyss.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
Absolutely. And honestly, yeah, I mean, it is kind of reminiscent of that movie a little bit, as you will discover when you get inside.
Hooray.
Hooray. Yeah, so Terra 5, it is currently listing into an abyss. The four of you are approaching it in two separate wave runners. What would you like to do?
Saren has it taken care of. You know, a couple of duct tape, welding torch. We're good. In fact, the rest of us could probably just sit here and then 15 minutes later, the station's going to be up and running. They get peak efficiency.
Oh, yeah.
That's the spirit.
There you go.
Saren is... feels this just pang of, like, fear shoot through Xur and is... unless someone stops her, is probably going to just kind of make a beeline for what looks like the safest place down at Terra 5.
Okay, make me a perception check. Anyone who wants to make a perception check may do so. Saren, I am going to give you a +2 because you're much more familiar with this layout.
That is a 28.
Dang.
Oh,
wow.
Very nice.
+2 not needed.
I got a dirty 20.
All right.
I got poop as usual.
Jess, did you roll?
Yeah, I got like a 14 or something.
Okay. So Friday, what you notice is there seems like there are two potential entry points to you. One of them appears to be a completely exploded, busted out section of the base that is just open to the general sea. And Saren... you and Friday both notice that there also appears to be a section of the base that you can see from under the water as you're kind of running your wave runner underneath the structure. You can see that there's a little force field that seems to be containing a certain area, containing more water inside of it, that you can take a ship upward into the structure itself. And Saren, you remember that pretty much every terraforming unit on Entha comes with a moon pool, which is essentially a way of riding a small vehicle up into the center of the structure, and it appears to be intact. Doesn't appear to have had any tampering done to it.
Saren will point it out to the others and just overcomes... just like pressing on like whatever the comm is on your throat and be like, there's a moon pool there that we can use to get into the station. Anyone notice any threats or anything that we should be worried about?
I see a blown out section that I don't know if we should evaluate before we go to the moon pool, just to see if we can see what happened, maybe, since it's under the water and we're in our safe little boats here. Check that out and then go over to the moon pool. But I'll leave it up to you, Saren. What do you think?
Aye, aye, Captain. I think that's a good idea. We'll go ahead and see what we can scan from the outside, if there are any dangers or sections that may be unavailable, and then we'll use that to get inside so that we can avoid any sections that might be too dangerous.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Maybe we do a once around too. Just do it with the ships and then we'll go to the moon pool.
Saren nods and will begin like leading the crew in a once around.
All right, we're right behind you, and I'm sending telepathic.
Saren, if you why don't you point out some points of note that you know, since you're familiar with these terraforming platforms. If you see anything of note or anything that we should be observant of, let us know.
All right,
I saw you just made an engineering check, which...
Oh, so I'm just putting out an engineering check since we're going to be looking around, because since this thing is listing, I don't know, maybe it crashed into something, maybe it's industrial sabotage, maybe a sea creature took a swipe out of it, who knows? But if it's listing, then it's not supposed to be moving like this, right? Or is it listing just like, guess like it's supposed to list within parameters?
Okay. On a 17, you would definitely be able to tell that it is not functioning the way it's supposed to. Okay. This is, it is heavily damaged. And not just from the kind of exploded room that Friday noted earlier. It's as you circle the structure and, you know, this is very deep under the water. It's pitch black down there. But your searchlights from your wave runners are running over the surface of the structure. And you can actually see that it's like the struts that are actually holding it up are collapsing. Like,
oh,
the little legs that it uses to move across the sea floor. are collapsing. You also, you know, between Saren's perception check, which I'm just going to let that ride since it was so high, and Relora's engineering know-how, you can also kind of put together what happened as you circle around from the outside. The structure appears to have hit a pocket of gas that was sort of buried within the reef down here, which caused a huge explosion. And it actually, you know, looking at the hull of it, you can see that there are bits of the drill shaft have been lodged into the base. And they're not neat holes either. Like they're not plugging anything. They're like it's definitely ruptures that are allowing the sea to seep in. It looks bad.
This Laura will send another kind of telepathic message out, kind of like broadcast to the crew as far as, but Saren, with this damage, do you think repairs should be focused on the outside other than the inside? Oh, but then the crew's inside. Just talking out loud, but does this seem salvageable?
I think that we should let it sink into the abyss after we save everyone from inside.
Well, this is Edgecourt property. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
It sounds good.
If they didn't care enough about their staff to make sure that like their staff had better protection, then they don't deserve to keep their property.
All right, focusing on the crew, that seems like a good idea. All right.
So to answer the original question that Friday was kind of trying to discover of sort of analyzing which way would be safest to get into the terraforming platform, you confirm the moon pool definitely looks like your best bet. The other area that you noticed, like it is completely filled with water. You'd have to get out of your wave runner from what you can tell, swim through the water, and then try to pry a hatch door open and be trying to pry a pressurized hatch door open when you have the weight of the sea doing its best to keep it closed. Definitely seems like the harder choice.
Plus, we get to say we entered through the moon pool.
Sounds fancy.
Which is, it sounds cool.
It does sound cool. Sounds way cool.
Let's get on in there.
Okay, so you bring your wave runners up through the pool. You pass through the little force field. Everything seems to be functioning pretty normally so far. You bob up on the surface of the water. Exit. As you exit, you can see that the interior of this wide open room appears awash with glowing rivulets of light that reflect off the large round pool of water at its center, which is where you just came out. And along the water's edge, there's a steel grating that supports an assortment of diving equipment. And on the northern wall, there are wetsuits, heavier aquatic gear, hanging in open lockers, and each of them are accompanied by a name stenciled above it. Soft red warning lights pulse along the edge of the room, but it is otherwise pretty dark in here. Now you may roll a perception, Dustin, and anybody else who wants to do a perception.
Before I do that, I am going to turn on my bright light projector, which will add full illumination to this room. I got 11.
Okay, so I rolled a 21.
Damn.
On my perception, but Saren would go up to the rows of suits with like the names on, attached to them, and specifically is looking for Shan and to see if like her suit is still here.
So, you know, you would remember from your time here that like everybody gets a species specific suit depending on everybody's needs. And then also, you know, the names above the gear will also indicate whose suit is still there. So the names are Shan, Dev, Righteous, Zivix, Briche, and Kaya are the names that are above the suits. And you do see that the Brunneri suit is still there.
And are they all still there, or is it just Shan's there, or?
They look to all still be there. Because you got a pretty high perception check, there is a Brunneri suit, two human suits, an android suit, a Sheeran suit, and a Morlamaw.
Oh.
Yeah. Did anyone else get higher than a 20 on their perception check? No, right?
I didn't get higher than a 5.
Okay. cool. Well, then.
And these are aquatic suits then for like submersible use? Is that what these, the equipment is? Yeah. Or just like work suits?
It's not work suits. It's a full set of underwater gear to survive being beneath the ocean outside of a pressure controlled station.
It's not the sort of stuff we could pick up and carry with us, right? For once we find these people.
No.
What if you have Miss Fanny bags, like four of them?
I mean, we would have to escape out of here anyway, since this is where our boats are. So I think we would be able to lead them here no matter what, because this is where we need to come back to.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking, but I had a gut instinct of like, maybe we should try and take them at the very least. But if we had a null space hull, you know.
In a bag form?
Well, that's they're it's not a bag of holding and Starfinder. It's like a null space containment chamber or something like that. I can't think what it's called.
Everything, but squeezing the refrigerator in there.
I just realized that our ship is basically a bag of holding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I think we need to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the door in here, Abs?
So. This brings me to the final piece of, as we move around this area, that's going to make things a little complicated. We are going to be going in turn order for this.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yep. You would know from your little tour around outside of looking at all of the various places the hull has been breached that this place is flooding. This room is still unaffected. The seals on the hatches on the doors to this room are intact, and it's internal, so nothing was able to breach it this far in the middle of the structure. But it's going to be the four of you versus the environment for a good chunk of this session. So I want everybody to roll initiative. Can everybody go about and tell me what they got for their initiative? Dustin, how about you go first?
I got a 9.
Ballad.
10.
Right in order. Saren.
20. Just doubling, you know?
Delightful. And finally, Relora.
Mine has a 10 and a 9 in it. It's a 19.
We are now going in turn order. Saren, you are going first. What would you like to do? There is a door to the west of you. There is a door to the east of you. There is a door directly to the south of the room. And there is a door to the southeast.
All right. I'm going to roll a d4 going from... Because there were four doors or... Yeah.
Yep, there are four.
So starting on like...
Actually, no, sorry. There's five. There's one at the top of the room too, right? Right up here.
All right. Well, I'm going to roll a d5 then, and starting at the very top and kind of going
clockwise.
Clockwise, that's the word. I was going to say countercultural. That's not
counterculturally.
Going clockwise around. Number 5, so right where Ballad is.
Okay.
And Saren is going to move over to it and... excuse me, Bella, do you mind if I check this for, you know, check this door to make sure it's safe to open? Like, presuming no traps or anything, so...
Hey, you don't need my permission.
Engineering to check that, I believe?
Yeah, make me an engineering check.
That is a 30?
Damn.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my gosh. Heidi, you're out of control.
Hey. Don't
jinx me.
You rolled a...
Heidi, you have stolen... My rolling skills.
Yeah. It's getting crazy. Okay.
Just wait for combat.
Okay. So first, no, you detect absolutely no traps. It's just, it's a very solid, well-constructed door. It appears like it is still fully functional. You're not seeing any like leakage around the seal on it. And the actual like spinny thing to open the hatch seems like it's still in good working order.
Cool. If I can, I will open the door. If the check-in for traps takes up like the rest of my turn from the move, I will
leave it to the next person.
You rolled super good. I'm going to say that you could tell that there were no traps on that door as you approached it. Just eyeballing it.
Okay.
Go ahead and open the door.
All right. Saren will open the door then. All right. Looks like this room's good. Or this door's good. Like, figure we just kind of go in order.
Sounds good.
Okay, so...
And we'll push the door, or spin the thing and push the door open.
Moving on to Vix's turn, are you just going to head through the door?
Are we all heading through the same door, or are we splitting up to cover more ground? I'm fine with either option.
This place is spooky as shit. I say we stay together.
All right. Okay, so at this point, at this time, is the door is open? Oh, I just saw it. I just did not scroll.
Yeah, the door is open.
I'm going to jump in with my weapon out and, of course, my flashlight, my spotlight. That is a big old spotlight. It's like 100 feet of light.
Nothing's in this area. There are conduit pipes and maintenance gear and a hatch at either end of this short hallway, and then a longer hallway with a hatch at the end down there.
I found more doors. More doors. Eeny, meeny, miny. Wait, is there a schematic of this place anywhere?
I think you were able to download schematics of Terra 5 from the computer download that you did with Saren a couple episodes ago. I'm remembering that right?
I'll use the rest of my action just to sort through the data.
Yeah, you are able to do so. When you look at the map, you see that Terra 5 has a like pentagonal structure overall that kind of in like sort of the center of the base, which is where you're standing, that leads off to different spokes. So that long hallway presumably is one of the spokes. And heading, you know, left from the moon pool when you came out, you figure that the hallway you're looking down is going to take you to the ROV workshop, which ROV? Saren could tell you. Saren could probably tell you that that stands for remote operated vehicle.
Oh, okay.
So, you can also surmise from the map, now that you've kind of placed yourself, that if you take the hatch at the top of the hallway, then that's going to lead you to the laboratory. And if you take the hatch at the bottom of the hallway, the hatch at the bottom of the hallway would take you to the laboratory. The hatch at the top of the hallway will take you to the dormitory.
Oh, do we want to check out the dormitory? Let me see. If I was a technician, this place is damaged. I'd either go to the helm, but that might be me as a pilot thinking, or engineering, power. Oh, goodness. Saren, what would you do? Let's say you were here in Terra 5 when things went to shit. Where would Saren go?
So, Saren, you remember from your time working on this base that there's an observatory. There's a... like an observatory where you could go to kind of lounge and sort of be quote unquote outside without actually leaving the base. There's an observatory. There was a laboratory that would be sort of filled with research and analytical equipment that you there's usually a scientist assigned to every terraforming base to analyze whatever flora or fauna you find down here. There's an ROV workshop, like I mentioned, which is for the remote operated vehicle. There's a bunk room. There's a common area for crew to socialize and hang out and watch movies, etc., etc. There's a galley for food. There's a power bay, a pump room, a drilling bay, and then there are the struts that hold the entire structure together.
I would probably go to the power bay or the pump room to try and see what I could do to get the base working again, or clear the water, you know, from flooding in the system. I would almost wonder, you know, obviously people are probably going to go there, or if they feel like it's the last, if there's nothing else for them to do, probably the common area. but someone might also be trying to get the ROV working. You know, that's a remote operated vehicle. See if they can, at the very least, get some people out.
Okay. All right. My instinct is to go to power, but since we're in this area where the remote operations are, maybe we head there first. Crew, captain?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Sounds good to me.
And that'll wrap my turn with discussion, sorting through the data. That's all I get.
Okay. Ballad, is there anything you want to do?
I ain't much help in this situation, so I'll just stalk forward here.
Okay.
And check around for danger.
Okay. You want to just make me a perception check?
Well, I don't see shit because I got a 12.
It's so. It's an access corridor. That's for sure.
Okay, turnover.
Friday.
So Friday's going to go that way, I guess, and open that door.
Okay, you're opening the hatch at the top of the corridor. Yeah, it turns easily. You look into the hallway, and yeah, it looks exactly the same. No sign of flooding yet.
I don't know how many more actions I have. I opened a door, so I guess technically that I moved and opened a door, so that's kind of an action.
That's kind of an action, and you move to however much movement you can do.
So I will end my turn.
Okay, moving in to round two. Friday, you would notice that there is some water that is starting to seep into this corridor. It's not a lot yet, but it's getting wet in here.
Saren, I'm seeing some water here. I don't know if you know how to seal things down better or not, but I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Does Saren know how to seal things down better, or...
You can make me an engineering check.
Okay, do I need to approach it to make an engineering check, or...
I think we can just pull it from your general knowledge of this structure and having been one of the engineers that worked on it.
I rolled really poorly, and I got a 20.
Still got a 20. Yeah, you do know that in cases of emergency to clear water, the structure, you would need to get to the pump room. And that also, these hatches are they're designed to withstand some pretty crazy stuff. Edgecorp materials notwithstanding, this terraforming platform actually is fairly well built. That must mean that there's either a rupture in a hatch door somewhere, or one of them has not been sealed properly and leads to a flooded room.
I'm going to repeat that. Okay, so Captain, probably the best way to deal with the water would be for us to get to the pump room. That way we would be able to actually get rid of the water. However, the presence of water probably means that one of the hatches, which are designed to withstand a fair amount of water pressure and are not built to normal edge core standards, probably means that there's one of them that isn't sealed somewhere, or that there's been a rupture, which obviously we know that there were many, 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 many ruptures outside the hole. So for now, best we can do is just try and move as quickly as we can, especially if we're starting to see leakage.
Sounds like a good plan. Where's the pump room at?
You actually know that the pump room is back. It's back the way you came. It's actually the door at the top of the moon pool room.
If there's no water coming out of the ROV, Saren is going to go ahead and head to the ROV and open that door where Ballad is.
Ballad, you down at the end of the hall, you would notice that there doesn't appear to be any water leaking from that door. Mm. It's still pretty dry down there. Okay, so when you open this door, you can see that there are machine parts just strewn around. The flashlight that you're shining in there, or just the lights you're casting from your own sparkly body, will show you that it's a very dark room. Otherwise, the only light that's in it is emanating from a control console, which is showing a video feed of the terraforming base as seen from the outside, and it just smells like oil and grease. The room looks pretty normal.
Okay.
From what you can see.
Would I recognize the video feed as being one that would have been from the ROV itself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the ROV is outside facing us.
You cool. Nailed it completely.
Okay. So just so you know, the ROV, if we choose to, could be used to make some repairs on the base itself.
from the exterior. I believe I have some experience with maneuvering this thing, so if we need to, might be able to help us out if the water damage gets too bad.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
We're going to move on then. Vix.
Okay, so Vix and by extension Rolora inside is kind of almost switching over to their kind of emergency mode that they've developed with their time in the military. And especially since the realization is, oh crap, we're like deep underwater. Holy crap, it's dark out there. It's going to be cold. Who knows if we're going to find bodies and who's going to find the body first? You know, they don't like it, but again, they're seasoned, so they can kind of put their game face on. You know, Ballad for sure, you know, but what if the other crew is going to run into like the grisly realities of, you know, casualties? So they're kind of switching into that mode slowly as they're kind of opening up the doors. There's some leaks and they're like, oh, hell. So Vix is going to make a beeline to the pump room.
Oh, okay.
And is going to start opening the door, because for them, they had like their initial recommendation of, oh, cool, we're in this area. Let's check out the ROV room. And then maybe let's check out, you know, power or engineering and so forth. But now their kind of priority has shifted with the integration of water leaking somewhere. They're going to go straight to the pump room and open that up. Because if it's working, great. But if it's not working, for them, that's going to account for, to hopefully slow down, you know, the ship is sinking, sort of deal.
Spin that
the
wheel.
The little hatch wheels.
So you open this hatch door and it gets so much louder in the moon pool room as the noise from the water pump fills it. The water pump is massive. It connects the ceiling and the floor in this room with thick steel conduits. There's a small walkway that leads around the edge, and there is smoke pouring from the vents atop of the straining pump. Like, it is working overtime.
Okay.
So someone has clearly already come here and turned it on, but it is really struggling against the amount of water that is, coming in.
Yikes.
Yeah, okay. Yikes indeed.
Okay, well, at least it's on. That's always a good thing. Is there, I don't know if I could do a roll, but to see, is there a way to reinforce it and hope it doesn't blow out?
You can give me a engineering check.
Okay, come on, big money. I need you to roll.
A lot of engineering checks in this section of the game.
Yes!
Yeah!
Sorry, audience, that's my roll a natural 20 on the dice.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Yeah!
As you circle the pump.
I can solve the schematics.
Mm-hmm. You've got this. Maybe that is it. You've got the schematics on your tablet. And comparing them, you notice that several smaller conduits have been knocked out of alignment on the pump, which is meaning it's not even operating at optimal efficiency. The efficiency it needs to pump water out of this base.
Would I know how to fix it? Do I have to like bang it with a hammer, like Atlantis, the Disney's Atlantis?
Yeah, you're such an incredible engineer. You're a real Geordi LaForge over here.
I'm so glad I've been spending time with Saren.
You've been absorbing all of your knowledge. You know that, like, first of all, those conduits need to be shoved back into place. They are very heavy, so that's not going to be super easy.
Oh, crap.
But they need to be realigned. And they don't need any special equipment to lock them in. They have like locks that they're supposed to go into. And that will get minimum functionality back on the pump. But with your incredible engineering check, you also know that you will need to restart its software and run some diagnostics to get it back to optimum efficiency.
Oh, crap. Okay, I will immediately take pictures, send them to the group chat, and go, Balin, I am going to need some muscles over here. And Saren, Jiri, take a look at these photos. Wow, I'm decent with computers, but I'm not used to running diagnostics on this kind of equipment. So, some backup, please.
Repairs, please.
And with that, I'll kind of back up out of the room to give folks access, and that will do it.
Yeah, I think I let you take an extra action there because I got excited.
Oh, okay.
But also, whatever. Who cares?
I was like super excited that was on, and then as you kept like describing it, I'm like, okay, it's on. It's cool.
It's on. That's good.
Oh, crap. It's crap. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, I mean, at least it's on at the level it is, because if it wasn't on at that level, we'd probably all be underwater right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they lost contact. Like y'all will remember, like, the surface lost contact with Terra 5 hours ago. Many.
Oh, shit.
Like, this has been a rough situation down here for at least 12 hours.
Ooh, doggy.
Ooh, doggy. Yes, indeed. Ballad, it's your turn.
Well, I only move 20 feet, so I can't make it all the way there and do anything this turn. So I'm just going to double move into the pump room. Mm-hmm. She'll get on comms and say to Fanny, oh, I'm on my way, Rallora.
Ooh, okay.
Loving also the smoke that someone drew coming out of.
Oh, I just saw it.
I thought those were like wires or like, not like, like wires, like tubes and stuff.
Nope, definitely smoke. That's what my intention was.
It's on fire.
That was cool.
Okay, Mr. Francisco, you've been hearing some calm chatter. There's water seeping into this hallway. You're heading for the dorm?
Yep.
Okie doke. From what you can see, again, the room is pretty dark. Emergency lights only. What you can see from the door is that there are a few bunk beds closest to you, with small vid screens built into the wall next to them, with a shallow shelf to hold personal items. And most of these items seem to have been scattered across the room from what you can see so far. But you cannot penetrate the otherwise shadowy corners of the far end of the room.
Well, remember, Friday has his bright light projector, which basically makes the room filled with light.
In that case, which thank you for the reminder, because I did not remember that. You see the full room, and you also see crouched on top of one of the bunk beds is a trembling brown and gray Sheeran, who takes one look at you, screams, and fires his pistol at you.
Well, that's not very nice.
So I'm going to go ahead.
This is where you would say roll for initiative, except
we've already done it. So I'm just going to roll your new friend here's initiative instead.
You stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
I do not like this. I'm just going to put this out there. I think there's some sort of shape changer here that is like some sort of water creature shape changer that is like maybe posing as someone from the crew and has done many of those things, and it is like, in fact, the thing David Lynch
is. Is this Among Us water edition?
Okay. Our good friend here got a nine on his initiative.
They're just scared.
It makes sense that his turn is tied for mine, or their turn is tied for mine.
Yeah, that actually does make sense. The Sheeran screams and fires at you, not well, because they're panicking, and that is going to be a 14 against your EAC.
That's a miss.
Yeah, I figured that. They fire at you, and then they also, still shrieking at the top of their voice, climb down from their bunk bed and I think are able to move like 5 more feet. And that's it. They appear to be running for the hatch door at the top of the room.
Wasn't one of the suits Sheeran? And what was the name of the suit?
Zivix.
Mm-hmm.
Friday yells out, Zivix, I don't know why you just shot at me, but we're here to try to help. Why'd you shoot at me?
Roll me a diplomacy check.
Okay. That would be a 16 plus 13. So that's what, why can't my brain add?
29.
It's a 29.
That's more than enough. Zivix screeches to a halt and he turns to look back at you. He's panting. He's shaking. He's holding his little pistol. He's like, are you with the company, or you are with the company? You don't look dressed like them.
Fuck no. EdgeCorp's a bunch of greedy little bastards. We're just here to help out. You know, we're friends with Sham.
Mention me. Mention Saren.
Also Saren.
Okay. I don't know who Sham is. I think I've heard of Saren. Shan talks about Saren a lot.
Oh, I meant Shan, not Sham.
Sham? Wow.
Sham.
Sorry, I got my M's and my N's switched. I apologize. I'm not that pedantic.
Shan, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're friend. Okay. Oh, sorry. I need a second.
We're more friends of Shan's. I'm more friends of Shan's mother, but, you know, close enough.
Oh. he laughs a little. He's like, that's complicated. Okay. Sorry. Sorry for shooting at you. There's just, you should probably know, there are some mercenaries. I saw them walking down the hall, down the hallway toward the lab. And I hid in here, and I thought they'd come back to get me. So I shot at you, and I'm really sorry.
It's okay. Hey, I don't suppose you have any skill sets around pump rooms, do you?
Mechanic? I'm actually Saren's replacement, so yeah.
Well, the pump is about to explode, and that would be bad, as I'm sure you understand. You mind? I can escort you to the pump room.
Okay,
if you
could
like.
You? I don't want to go out there alone.
Bala, did you hear that about mercenaries?
Yeah.
Okay, be on the lookout.
Kinda dealing with a lot of stuff. I mean, yeah, I got it. There's a lot going on.
Ballad has spent like their turns like running back and forth to different rooms.
Genuinely. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna.
She's just like, oh my god. She heard the shot and she was thinking, oh shit, now I gotta go run over there. What do I? And she's like looking between the pump and the hallway, being like,
I'm gonna escort our mechanic friend here who shot at me, thinking I was one of the mercenaries. We're all good now. We're all friends. To the pump room, so hopefully we can get that taken care of.
Okay, that's going to end Friday and, you know, our poor friend Zivix's turn. Moving on to Saren. It is also now round three, so excuse me while I do some environment things.
Saren, while you're doing that, Saren's going to be like, okay, Captain, as you bring Zivix back to the moon pool, make sure to close any hatches behind you. That should help reduce the spread of water.
Aye, Captain.
Okay, round the third.
Ooh.
Saren.
This one's a nail biter.
The door to the ROV laboratory is still open. Are you going to go take a poke around in there? Just to eyeball it. Just to see.
Oh, God. I really want to, even though I know that it's a bad idea.
Doesn't Saren want to confirm that the vehicle that would be able to do external repairs is still operatable? That sounds like a good, reasonable idea.
Especially since we found a new mechanic, you know, who can reasonably make some repairs on the pump. It's like, yeah. And my brain's been going like, okay, so the Zivix was in there. Maybe there is not a mercenary in here, but maybe there is like just another person in here. But also like we are so scattered. I'm like, I think Saren is going to be like, I know we're short on time, but especially with mercenaries in, we better stick close together as much as we can. I'm going to go ahead and close this door up. And when we get back to it, we'll get back to it. And then Saren steps inside the ROV workshop, just figuring she'll take one look around.
What could it hurt?
Yeah. And I do cast off bright light from my crystals.
Excellent. Okay. So yeah, the room is fully illuminated to you now. And you see that there is a second console that you hadn't noticed on sort of your first glance inside. It wasn't visible from the doorway. And you see that there is a person slumped over in a folding chair. He appears to be unconscious.
Unconscious human, android, or Morlamar?
Unconscious human.
Saren is going to, like, moving and seeing that, is going to run over. Do I know what the secondary console is for?
Yeah, you've piloted this this vehicle enough times. Secondary console is what pilots the entire base.
Oh.
So one console pilots the ROV, the other console is what moves the base around.
Saren is going to make note of that. It seems still functional.
If you want, you can spend your action to turn it, to try to turn it on and see, but it does appear to be currently off.
Okay. If it's off, Saren is not going to bother trying to move Terra 5 at this point, though that does seem very cool and potentially useful. Saren is going to do your best to, like, put one arm under the man's arm and lift to lift him to try and move him to the moon chamber.
Okay. As you're picking him up, he does stir and groggily blinks his eyes open.
Wow, he's a dorky looking guy.
Yeah.
He's a twink.
Arch. He's a sweet little twink. He stirs in your arms and sort of slowly blinks his eyes open, Saren, and goes like, I hit my head. I'm Dev. What? That's it.
I'm a crystal angel sent to deliver you from damnation. My name's Sarah.
My name's Sarah? What the fuck?
My name is Sarah.
My name's Saren. You've probably heard about me from Shan. Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
That's nice. Where are we going?
The moon room. We have a way out from there.
That's nice. Where's the moon room?
Yeah. You probably have a concussion.
That makes sense.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, just... We have someone who's really good at healing people up, so just rest.
Okay.
Saren doesn't know Dev, right?
Nope. You are also not familiar with Dev.
Okay.
It has been like 8 years, so.
Oh. Yeah.
As you can imagine, turnover is pretty high on jobs like this. Mm-hmm. Shan is a special kind of crazy to, like, still be here. And
yeah.
My
kind of crazy.
Yeah, you're kind of crazy. And must have, and as you know, someone who's extremely dedicated to the people she works with. So, no, she's still around. Dev kind of dozes back off. I don't know. He shuts his eyes and leans his little head against your chest. And just goes totally dead weight limp in your arms, like, not a great sign considering he's got a concussion.
Right. No. But you know what? Saren has some medical training, but, like, the best thing you can do right now is get him to the moon room. Hmm? Yep. So I moved in to the room, picked him up. That's basically my turn, I assume.
That's basically your turn. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Vix.
Okay, once I see kind of Ballad, I kind of, Vix will point in the room and point out, all right, see these tubes? These need to be, and then Abby, what'd you say? They need to be realigned?
Yeah, they need to be realigned. They kind of need, which is a fancy way of saying they need to be picked up and jammed back into place.
Oh, Vix will just say that. It's like, okay, Ballad, you could just kind of pick these things up and just shove them. They're just not in the right place, and just these little reptile muscles, I'm built more for speed in this form more than kind of a strength, so I need your muscles to get these taken care of. And then once that's done, bing us on the comm for the diagnostic run. But it looks like the captain's bringing in the person that's actually supposed to maintain these, so tubes first, diagnostic second. I'm gonna rush in to the ROV room real quick, and then with a little quick tap of the comms to kind of switch gears, Saren, can these vehicles be used to survey from the outside? Do they've got, are basically like kind of like drone capabilities? Like, do they have videos? Because nobody's in them, right? But they're remote vehicles?
Yeah, they're remote operated vehicles. They can be used to do repairs from the outside. They have cameras attached to them. There's actually a video feed showing that one of them is still active in here, though you might have to turn the console on. No, you have to turn the console on if you want to move Terra 5.
Okay, well, wait. Let's see. I think... Oh,
sorry, right. Angel, did you run from the pump room to the ROV room, or are you just talking to Saren over your comms?
I'm just about to. If it has that capability, I'm basically going to run back because they're thinking, one, they can use this to look for the mercenaries and also check for like major leaks at the same time. So it's kind of like a dual purpose. It's like, okay, cool. Maybe you can knock two birds from one, you know, with one stone. But if they didn't do that, Vix was just going to go to another room.
Okay.
But it looks like they do have kind of like a drone capability.
Yeah, yeah. They can move around on the outside of the platform.
Relora, on your way, if you might be able to help Saren with the guy who apparently has a concussion, he might be able to help too. We can get him up and going.
All right. Did that one come through the comms too, or is that just an individual interaction, Saren?
I feel like if we have too much happening on comms all at once, there's gonna be like way too much chatter. So I don't know that Saren would have, but would probably have clued in, been like, "Hey, I've got another survivor here. I'm gonna be bringing back to the moon room. Looks like he's got a concussion."
Well, I'm on my way. We'll meet halfway. After kind of throwing out that question about the remote vehicles, and I'm gonna do double movement, which will get me just in the room. Double movement, and that's all the economy that they have for this round.
Okay, Ballot.
Which I am following Relora's instructions.
Oh,
so I'm assuming I need an athletics.
Actually, it's a strength check.
Oh,
yeah, just a weight up strength check. Oh,
can I just use that roll? Because I don't feel like rolling
fingers
again.
Fingers crossed. Yes, because holy crap.
That's your athletics? Strength-based anyways, so good. I'm going to go ahead God. And let it. I'm going to let that ride. That was a natural 20.
Yeah, it's a 25, not a 30. Yeah.
If it's strength. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, so that's still hella passes, and that's great.
I'm so glad I called you. It's like, I could have... I'm going to do mine just for fun. Hold on.
Plus my strength.
Yeah, I called the right person.
You really did. All right, hey, so these are good. Very... big tubes. They are quite heavy. Ain't no thang chicken wing for Ballad. You pick them right up. You slot them into place. There's no trembling. You're not straining to hold it.
Oh,
it's
that's awesome.
So super easy to just like lift these things and move them and lock them back into place.
Do you even lift, bro?
No one's here to see how cool I look doing this.
And isn't that the biggest shame of all?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Vix getting back there and being like, "You did this already? It's been 6 seconds."
Yep.
Yeah, literally within 6 seconds, she walked over there, went, "Oop, all right, and I'm done."
That's so awesome.
Nailed it.
It's on closed camera, and what we don't know is it's going to be part of like a commercial later in the future, kind of like the Monsters Inc.
Edgecorp.
Like, where
it's going to be an Edgecorp recruitment video.
Where's like everybody? Yeah, everybody pitches in.
I mean, they do own all the footage that gets captured in here. Waivers
were
signed. Sue
for the, we're going to sue for the likeness rights, though. It's like,
yeah.
Edgecorp doesn't need humans. They have AI entities, AI to make their videos.
When we signed up for Edgecorp jobs, it was like to use our likeness in perpetuity. Wouldn't that be so Edgecorp?
I mean, you did have to sign a large stack of papers when you landed, so. Was one of them a video release? Who knows?
Oh, Jesus. Edgecorp is just the worst. We're gonna repair everything to rescue people, and they're like, "Is everybody rescued? Tear this fucking place up!" reverse engineered sink.
Thank you. We are now Space finding Amazon. You for abducting a company vehicle and doing all this work for us, and you owe us a million credits now.
God. We should have just brought explosives, so as we rescued these people, we can just place explosives in all the rooms and blow the hell out of this thing as we leave.
I'm hoping that Edge Corp is like the actual like mega boss end level of the AP, and we just fucking take them out permanently. It's like, peace out.
Friday and Saren, and not Saren, that is Zivix. Friday and Zivix. Water has been steadily seeping into this hallway, so this hallway is now difficult terrain. It is like there is water like up to like mid-calf, I'd say, on Zivix, and probably a little lower on Friday, more like around his little ankles. Acrobatics check DCs are increased by 2, just in case you wanted to do anything fancy in here. But you are sort of starting to, it's getting sloshy as you walk back toward the hatch.
Zivix, where was the last time you saw Shan?
I've been seeing Shan on and off since this crisis started. She's been kind of everywhere. She's the only one of us that's like any good at water.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I haven't seen her for a couple hours though.
Okay, do you remember the last like room area you saw?
I mean, she said she was going to the pump room.
Oh, that doesn't help. Okay, why don't you go ahead and I can tell you everything is cleared between me and the pump room. Why don't you go past me and start heading to the pump room? In there, you'll meet one of my comrades. Because that's the word that comes to mind. You'll meet one of my comrades, Ballad. She'll help you with the pump room as needed. She's already... Ballad,
are you sure you're not going to walk with me the whole way?
Well, I can if you really need it.
You're going to leave me alone?
Okay, I'll walk you. Come on, let's go. Let's hurry. Double time.
Okay. So Zivix is able to get down to the door. And then if you use your double movement, then that's Zivix can get down to the second hatch or the hatch that you opened to come into this hallway.
Okay. I will move and just keep behind him then.
Okay, cool. Okay. Into round 4. Alrighty, Saren.
I feel like in a weird spot because Vix is right there. I'm just gonna ask Vix. All right, Vix, what were you planning to do in here? You wanted to look at the ROVs?
Yes, I was hoping to maybe, one, keep an eye out on any enemy combatants that are in the area, and also in case there's, I don't know, assess any ruptures that might be flooding some of the rooms. Kind of like a dual purpose.
You have... I believe you have better medical training than I do. Would you be able to look after Dev while I take a look with the ROVs?
Oh, perfect. Oh, good. This is the first time they're actually paying attention. She's like, oh, they don't... Hey, wake up. Wake up, young man.
No, I don't feel like it. Can I... I'm just gonna, you've got it handled. I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to do a... So that's a 29 for my medicine check.
Just all inject right. him with freaking adrenaline.
What do you do for... That'll definitely wake him up, but what did you do to, like, fully, like, bring him around?
So since I figured I kind of, like, slap him to get... Well, not hard, but to be like, hey, you need to wake up. And he's like, oh, no, I'm super tired. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not your standard medic. That's just, you know, with physical conventions available. I have phrenic abilities with as a psychic. So I'm like, oh, you do want to go to sleep? 99 bottles of Kosh on the wall. 99 bottles of Kosh. You take one down and take it around. Da-da-da. So I was like, how's that? Is that going to help you sleep? Oh, you're still sleepy? Oh, I'll lullaby you. 98 bottles of Kosh on the wall. Okay, it's not very med.
I'm awake. I'm awake. Okay. Fine. Fine.
I'll run my little scans on them just to confirm the concussion. And would I have a healing serum? Would that kind of accelerate the healing? I know I don't know if it's got any kind of like a hit point damage, but since I figure it, if I, you know, I get disemboweled, it'll help heal. The healing serum does that. So I figure, you know, if there's
Healing serum would absolutely take care of a concussion.
Okay, I was like, no. Okay, so the it didn't do the roll. Yeah, so I'll let loose a. Oh, that's not too bad. Five. I'll inject them with a healing serum. It's like, all right, this will make you feel so much better, and I promise I'll stop singing, even though I have a wonderful singing voice.
Okay. I mean, there's really no need to be proud of that singing voice. He's still rubbing his head a little bit, but like his eyes are very like uncloudy now. He's like, but thanks for the patch up. It's a shame that my own skull isn't as indestructible as our ROV out there.
They're indestructible. Hey, Dev, Vix. So I guess I'm like talking telepathically, been so used to using my Relora telepathic voice. Like, oh, it's Vix. So you're saying this is indestructible?
I mean, it's still functional. And we, I don't know if you noticed getting on here. We kind of exploded a little bit, and I assume that's how I hit my head. I don't really remember anything after the initial like jolt, but I was piloting the ROV around, and it was kind of like underneath the platform, and then we hit something, and I ran over to the computer to see if I could move the platform away from what we hit, and then I woke up with hi, I'm Dev. This person holding me, cradling me like a child. So I don't really know what happened after that, but the ROV camera is still like on, which I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Great. Well, why don't you assist Saren here and see what you folks can suss out? And I know it looks like that was all on Saren's turn, so I'm basically done for my turn after Saren's turn. Sorry, they totally co-opted your turn.
It's okay. I mean, I asked you to take a look at him, so it's like good workaround. And I set Dev down, you know, and hop in the ROV console chair.
I'm just saying, like, Dev is gonna sort of lean over the back of it and stare at the screen over your shoulder.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've used this. Give me a second to reacquaint myself with the controls. Saren's voice chimes.
So I made a couple of customizations to the console. I moved the moving button. It's now on a WASD configuration. So you're actually going to use your left hand to.
He's a dirty lefty like me.
Oh, that's perfect. Actually, I use not a lefty, but you know, played enough holo games. All right. And
yeah, it's exactly where it was, actually what I was thinking when I reconfigured it that way. So with him kind of pointing out and helping you, you're going to get a +2 circumstance bonus to anything you want to do with the ROV.
For the time being, this is something that we did never ask. Are there windows on the exterior of Terra 5? Like portholes? Okay.
Cool. Just on the observation deck.
Where was the worst damage? Actually, you know what? No, scratch that. We know that there is a leak coming from northwest of the dorm. Saren's going to do your best to pilot the ROV over there to see if she can seal off anything from the outside.
Okay. Make me a piloting check.
Oh, piloting. This is very much... Relora's. I mean, a natural 20 for 29 is not bad.
Not bad at
Jesus,
all.
Jesus, Heidi.
Very, very good.
That is the third nat 20 this game. Like, you know.
You're piloting the ROV around, and like, you don't really see any puncture damage on that side. You know, that side is where like most of the common areas are. Doesn't seem to be any damage on sort of the outer ring on that area. If you move the ROV further under to sort of where the spokes are, like the spokes that connect the hallways and the like central area to the common areas, that's where you notice a lot of the puncturing happened. So there appears to be punctures in like the hallway outside the common room, the hallway outside the galley. And then you can see from underneath the structure that the largest amount of damage seems to have been done to the drilling bay, and the observation lounge have taken the biggest, like seem to have taken the brunt of the explosion. Like there are chunks of those rooms that are just missing, that are just open to the ocean. That is probably going to be about it for your turn though.
That sounds perfect.
Vix, you already took your turn basically. Alid, the strong one.
I think she's just gonna head out into the hallway, you know, so that she can quickly move to wherever she might be needed if something goes awry. Standard security officer stuff.
Standard. Hold standing guard, just in case you're needed. And it turns out that you very well might be. And it's fortuitous that you entered the hallway at this moment, because the hatch down at the bottom of the hallway is spinning open. I was just going to ask you, if you wanted to take any preparatory actions in case, be it friend or foe.
Yeah, she exits the pump room and is stepping out into the hallway, kind of stretching like, job well done. And then as soon as she steps out, she notices the hatch spinning. She sees the Sheeran and the captain coming down the hallway and holds up a hand to them and then spins around and her chain whip appears in her hand.
Nice. Okay.
And she's going to take a step closer so that there... Which end is it coming from? Lab end or dorm end?
The lab end.
North or... Okay, yeah. So south. So she's going to be closer to the south.
Yeah. And it's coming from the end of the corridor that you heard over the comms. That is the direction those mercs went.
Of course.
Of course, this whole thing is, you know, connected to each other and goes in a circle, essentially. So... who fucking knows? But
lucky for me, since we've been in initiative this whole time, I am fully attuned, so I'm ready to fuck some people
hell
up.
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Oh yeah.
And because yes, indeed, the hatch opens and a callow mercenary is standing on the other side. I'm just going to go ahead and open up this hallway. Two of them, in fact.
Ballad is menacingly swinging her whip, and she says, "If you don't want to die, stop where you are."
Ooh.
The Kahlo mercenary in the front does go like, "Oh fuck, they're here!"
Get ready, baby.
We're here,
and I'm gonna go ahead and roll initiative for these fine fellows.
These fine mother fishes.
Okay, yeah. So they were, not technically mechanically surprised, but surprised enough by seeing Ballad already in that hallway that they don't get to go yet. And we move on to, Friday and Zivix.
Zivix, I'll give you cover to the pump room and we'll take out the mercenaries.
This is why I didn't want to be alone!
Zivix, you're not alone. If you don't,
fine.
If you don't get to the pump room, though, we're gonna die of drowning. So get to the pump room. We'll take
I'll
out the mercenaries.
The pump room after you've taken out the mercenaries. Got it. 100% understood. And they spin on their heel and they seem like they're about to leave.
I'll use a diplomacy check.
Inspire them.
15 plus 13, so that's 28.
What do you say to call them back?
Zivix, I know this is a scary environment, and but it's going to be scary no matter where you go. So go to the pump room, get things done, and then that way we can survive. It doesn't matter how many mercenaries are on the ship if we all drown.
Yeah, you better get in there.
Ballad points her arm in the door while she's still swinging her whip. She's like standing in front of it for the audience, by the way. She's like, you get in this door.
Get in the door.
That is a really good point. Okay.
I'll cover you. It's fine.
And they will dash into the pump room, just absolutely scrabbling. Full panic mode. Definitely kind of like whimpering a little bit under his breath.
Ballad, you ready to have some fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's
Friday, what's your opening salvo here?
Okay, well, Friday's going to move in to where he can get a visual of them. And then he's going to bring an oldie but a goodie in. He's going to go,
oh, God.
You know what? This place needs more crystal rock. And he starts to pull in from other dimensions. Pulls. He does the most pulling from. What planet are you from, Saren?
Shimrinsara?
Yep, that's the one.
Well, like, originally, but.
He accesses the lands of Shimrinsara. Shimrinsara. I can't say it. Shimrinsara. Apparently. I can't say it, even if you pronounce it back to me. And he pulls in these magical crystals and just shoot in from out from the walls into them. They need to roll reflex save.
Dang, all right.
As crystal erupts around them.
So 16 and a 17.
Fail on both. Ba-bum-ba-bum.
Dang. Wow, okay. Fail on both. So what happens?
They take. They both take 12 points of crystal damage.
Chris, what kind of damage is crystal damage mechanically?
It would be a piercing, I'm guessing. And it makes the spots difficult terrain for them. And if they try to move out of the difficult terrain, they take 1d4 piercing damage from each movement within the crystal functions.
So. Do they get to make a new reflex save?
Nope, they just take damage.
Okay, all right. Good fun. Good fun.
As opposed to bad fun.
As opposed to bad fun. Well, bad fun is the kind of fun I'm having. Okay, yeah, so noted. The crystal lance is erupting from the side. Like, both of them, like, they do their best to wiggle around them, but they definitely, like, they've got some puncture wounds for sure. Okay, we are back at the top of the round.
There's no crystal in front of me, right?
No, it's all in the hallway.
So something that Ballad and Friday and the two mercenaries will certainly notice is that water is now beginning to seep from the hallway behind Friday into this room. And that also there is actually a significantly steadier rush of water coming in from the room that the Kalos just opened the hatch on. So this room that you're standing in is now officially difficult terrain as well. It's still only at the level that penalizes acrobat checks. Just FYI, water's coming in. This thing is sinking. Okay, yeah. So now that we are back to the top of the order, the Deep Stalker. This would be the Kalo in like the sleeker armor that is sort of behind the one that was in the lead. I'm going to need Ballad to make me a will save.
16.
Okay, meets it beats. So you're only going to take half damage from this.
Wee.
Okay, Ballad, you're going to take 12 points of damage.
Actually, I'm going to, as a reaction, cast Dampen Spell at second level, which means I am having the spell's damage.
Okay, and Ballad was already getting half damage from that reflex save. So that is going to be 6 points of damage.
Yeah, haha.
As you feel, so like what happens is like you sense, like you get the sense that there's something that is trying to invade your mind and like just shove like an overload of information in there. Like you can just kind of feel like pressure on sort of the outside of yourself trying to get in. But you are old and wise and used to people trying to mess with you that way. Maybe not wise, but canny.
Ah, she's got her wisdom.
Yeah. You just laughed, so it was like, oh god, is Ballad's wisdom sat super low? So you take a little strain from the efforts of sort of keeping those mental barriers up and reinforced, but ultimately like it just sort of washes over you and goes away after a couple seconds. And then you can hear like a frustrated grunt from down the hallway.
Nice try.
Saren.
Saren is going to kind of look at Vix and sounds like those mercenaries found the rest of the crew. do your best to go. If you can't go back them up, I will see what repairs I can do here. I think that's probably where I'm going to make the most impact.
Yeah, I'll assist. Yeah, I think you're best suited here. Absolutely.
Freddy yells out, there's a lot of water coming out from the direction of the lab.
Okay. Saren will look for the biggest holes and will attempt to start doing biggest holes that actually look like they can be repaired. Probably
that's
in the
an
lab
important
area.
Caveat, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you would need large slabs of like sheet metal to repair some of the bigger holes.
Yeah. And we'll begin attempting to do repairs right now. Would that be an engineering check?
Yeah. You're just going to want to keep making engineering and piloting checks, essentially. So where would you say where do you want to take the ROV?
For right now, let's go with underneath the lab, since Friday called that out.
Make me a piloting check.
With his help, that's a 15.
Okay, on a 15, you're having a little trouble figuring out these controls. It feels a little sticky. It's just not quite how, like, honestly, as cool as it is that he reconfigured the console, it is throwing you off. All of your muscle memory involves a different configuration, and even with his help, you are still a little lost.
That's
so
fair.
The ROV does not move.
It's my turn.
Vix, what are you going to do?
All right. I'm going to go move in adjacent to Ballad, get one of these bad folks within my sights, and boop, 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 boop. I'm going to unleash some Vesk hell. I mean, the best I can.
You're doing the best you can?
I'm doing the best I can.
Wow.
That's a 17. I think it's KAC.
Yeah. That'll hit.
All right. Well, that's only 7 points of damage, but it's 7 points of damage.
It's on the Merc in front, right?
I figure they're up front. They're prepared to take damage. So I'm more than happy to oblige.
Good job kind of making them stuck in that hallway.
It'll be like, you weren't invited. Scram.
Scram. I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah, you definitely see a couple, like, there are a couple of rounds go into the front Kalos chest, and it actually also jams them up more against one of the crystals that's piercing them, and they look displeased. You have punctured their suit.
Ah.
Ha ha. Odd.
So, I have to be realistic about this. And here's the truth. Ballad was already basically taking off by the time Rallora entered the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And so, as she's running forward towards them, she is starting to turn into a mote of energy. Like, she is collapsing in on herself and then is exploding in a fiery blast as she reaches the Kalos. And she kind of half, as she's rushing forward and collapsing in, looks and sees Rallora and is like, oh, shit, and then explodes anyways.
Oh, whoops. I'm good.
So, Rallora and the two Kalos, please okay. Make a reflex save.
Jeez.
Sorry, dog.
Nah, You two are buddies. You know that they'd be like, do it!
Do it!
Yeah, exactly.
You're both absolutely, like, unhinged fighty people, so...
That's fine. I have healing. I still have stamina. I have healing serums. And in Astrozoan, I can recharge my stamina and health.
True that. It's also not very much, because Roll 20 hates me. So it's 13 damage for the full amount, and then I'll see what they get.
So the creature in the back managed to save it with a 20, maybe, I hope? Is
yeah,
it 20 enough?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So he'll take 6.
Mm-hmm. All right. 6 damage for the guy in the back, and 13 damage for the guy in the front.
Yay.
Man, that guy in the front is not living a happy life right now.
Nope. I mean, but also, you know, that's what you get for being the first one into any room in a hostile territory. It do be like that.
His ass in there.
Yeah, you are. Speaking of the explosion, you are in an underwater facility.
It doesn't do that much damage. Like, these walls are graded for underwater high pressure environment. They're not going to be blasted by 13 points of solar fire
they are not. That is correct. I just kind of wanted, like, I wanted to give like an atmospheric sort of,
oh yeah,
just for color of like it scorches the walls, the pipes melt a little bit, just a little bit. Whoopsie. Not enough to actually like burst or do anything mechanic. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay, we have moved on to Zivik's turn. He reaches the pump room, just an absolute mess, a wreck of a person. And he is going to make a computer's check.
Great. I telepathically send them encouraging thoughts via my telepathy and sharing.
Are you aiding?
Oh, I can't mechanically aid because I took my action. So just more like flavor aiding.
Yeah. Never mind.
Flavor aiding. Flavor maybe aiding. It gives him a plus two, you know, untyped bonus.
His hands are like shaking as he's like plugging in the code. He enters it wrong the first time. And just like you could just hear, you know, I think probably Ballad, Vixen, Friday would be able to hear faintly coming from the pump room. Shit, shit, shit. God's. Damn it. It's not going well.
Oh, no. I give them all my inspiration points if they need it. If they fail it by, like, one or four. If they miss it by four, feel free to deplete my inspiration points.
I will remember that for the next round. Mon Capitaine.
But for right now, can these two lovely creatures a fortitude save?
Well, those are both going to be failures, definitely, at, like, a five and a seven. They're not. They're objectively not doing good. This is not going well for them thus far.
So Friday lets out this high-pitched whistle. And the whistle is so loud, it slices the realities of the two mercenaries. For a brief second, their selves are sliced with other versions of themselves in this moment. And it could not necessarily be them. Sometimes it could be alien, a different alien race. Sometimes it could be just, you know, some random pieces of fish that were driving by. They're all sent to slice into all these different realities, and it jolts them as they take 10 points of damage each.
Dang. Nice.
Whittling them down.
That's very discombobulating.
Airship slice.
Okay. It is so noted. You can't see the one in the back. It's he's being pretty well... like covered by his much larger friend up front, but like all those slices just like ripping up his suit. You can actually like, now you can see like the sort of like green scaly flesh underneath the suit oozing blood. And like, this guy hasn't even gotten out of shot yet and he's already like not doing great.
As you guys could see, we're much more powerful than you are. If you want to stand down, we'd be more than happy to stop doing stuff to you. But you need to drop your weapons and surrender.
Are you trying to make an intimidation check?
Sure, we'll do intimidation. Let's have some fun. I rolled a natural one. That's not happening.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not. The bleeding Callow, straight up, like, you can see his eyes through his helmet, and he rolls his eyes. Just like, I despise boasting during fights.
I love boasting during fights, so, eh.
And he's going to, because Ballad is right in front of him. Okay, since he's not moving, he's going for that full attack. How's a 22?
No.
No, not a hit?
No.
Wow, okay. 22?
No.
I hate that.
I have big clunky armor on. I am taking some penalties for that. So
fair enough. All right. Yeah, he raises his knife and he tries to go at you with it twice. And both just bounce off your armor.
Loser.
Mean. How dare you? That is so rude. And cruel. And as you fight, with both hatch doors still open, both ahead and behind, water continues to pour in, and the ankle, the water is now up to your knees, and this is now officially difficult terrain. It will be restricting your movement by one square. So not too bad yet. And that's going to do it for today. We'll find out what happens to these mercenaries that I'm sure you will destroy in due time. But will you be able to destroy them before this entire structure floods completely? Who can say?
That is up to roll 20.
That is up to roll 20, indeed. Jess, wiser words were never spoken. You are so bang on the money. Incredibly correct. In the meantime, while we all ponder that and just the whims of fate and math and algorithms that don't care about you, thanks all of you to listening to the show. Far Beyond the Stars is a Fantastic Worlds production. In the meantime, if you can't get enough of us, we also produce a second show, the Fantastic Worlds podcast. It's based on the Reign of Winter adventure path through Pathfinder 1E. And we recommend connecting with our fantastic community if you still can't get enough of us and just want to actually talk to us. Just not quite face-to-face, but keyboard to keyboard, in person. You can head over to Discord or Reddit. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter if you're still there, I guess. It'll be March by the time this comes out, so who knows. And you can find links to access all of those socials on our website at fantasticworldspod.com. If you'd like to support the pod, please consider joining our Patreon by going to fantasticworlds.cash, where you can get access to behind-the-scenes content for all of our shows and our undying gratitude for supporting us. I'm Abby, your galactic mistress, and you can find me at Bonanza Famine on the things.
I'm Heidi, and my birthday will be 3 days after this episode releases.
Ooh! Happy birthday!
Happy
Thank
birthday!
Thank you.
Yay. I say in September.
Happy birthday.
I mean, I guess that does make it my half birthday, right? You know, like
it does.
Yeah. No. So, happy birthday to me in advance. Thank you, past me. I play Sarah on the podcast.
Sarah.
Good old Sarah.
Fan favorite, Sarah.
I don't know if I'll be using Twitter in 6 months or if it'll exist. I'm not on social media. You can find me at Femahillion if you want to look at me make random posts about people and life events. So that's about it.
And this is Angel. I can be reached on the social medias as well. Espinoza 916. That's Espinoza 916.
This is Jess, your frontline fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Now in both shows.
Rude.
That I think about it. That's so weird. Usually I play magic users, and yet I'm the frontline fighter in both of our shows wearing my big clanky armor. And appropriately, you can find me at Hank the Clank.
This is Dustin Alexander. You can find me at Dustin Alexander on the social medias. And I would like to actually call out Jess and thank her for always wanting to play out of the box characters that are outside of her comfort zone. Because she always seems to, when she does that, she seems to make amazing characters. Not to say that the ones that are in her comfort zone aren't amazing. But Manette and Ballad are special. Sure. So,
very special. Thank you. Dramatic bow.
If you enjoy our show, do us a favor and tell everybody you know to come listen to the show as well. It's awesome. It's funny. It's epic.
Yeah.
It's very, very sad at times. And you should come check it out. And so should your friends.
Yeah. I will also add that we had people join our Discord today who talked about how excited they were about listening to their show with their friends. And that like made my day. Like that, we love hearing from y'all. So send us messages, send us emails, send us things, and tell us. Remind us that you like these shows because it does give us energy. It does make us happy, and we do really appreciate it.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, that'll do it. We'll see you next time. Far Beyond the Stars.
Far Beyond the Stars is a Fantastic Worlds production and an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. The Starfinder Adventure Path Fly Free or Die is a trademark of Paizo, copyright 2020. All Paizo content is used with permission.